Welcome here to Curragh GAA grounds this evening, on this beautiful evening, as we've just seen the Division 3A Under 16 East Kerry Football League final between Curragh and Fieries, which Fieries won on a scoreline of 6-12 to 3-12. I'm delighted to be joined by Dennis McCrohan. Hello, Dennis. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Michael.
A busy week we've had ahead, and another busy week next week with a lot of finals at under 16 level in East Kerry.
Yeah, Michael, we have brilliant weather here, and we have facilities in absolutely fantastic condition. Last night we had the Kilcommon v Dr. Crokes 3B final. Kilcommon coming out on top of that one. And today, just now, we had the neighbours, Fieries B, playing Curragh in Curragh. And the score was 6-12 to 3-12, so just three goals in it, not an awful lot in juvenile football.
No, it's not. Fieries had a good start, but Curragh kept going and then fight right to the end, and they got some great scores themselves in the second half.
They did, and the feature of the games, Michael, is that we're seeing the new rules here. Teams are more adventurous, they're inclined to pour forward, there's not so much defensive stuff, and they're letting the ball travel, and we're seeing the better forwards scoring in these games.
No, both teams were going forward, not nearly most of the night. There wasn't much backwards or sideways passing.
No, indeed.
And next week now, we've got another set of finals coming up in Division 1, isn't it?
Yeah, so we've got Dr. Crokes. We had a fantastic game last night. Spa beat Lestroy, and they qualify now to meet Dr. Crokes in that final. Lestroy are going to play Kinmare then in the other final. So we're expecting two good games. Dr. Crokes at home at Spa. And Kinmare won the toss versus Lestroy, so it's that final, Kinmare versus Lestroy in Kinmare.
And those will be next Thursday night, I think.
Yeah, they're fixed for Thursday night, and we have semi-finals yet to be played in the other finals. So we're building it up, and we're really looking forward to host the finals over the next 2 weeks.
Yes, there'll be plenty of football around East Kerry the next couple of weeks at under 16 level. Good luck to all the teams still left. And now very soon the under 14 county championship will be starting as well, Dennis.
Yeah, we've assembled our teams for the under 14 on Rua and the under the guidance there of George Linehan. And under 14, James O'Shea Fossey is taking over, leading his team. That's the under 14 East Kerry team. So we're putting two teams in the county championship. It's a big step up from the club games. And as soon as the under 14 county league is over, we'll be kicking off the county championship. We're doing a small bit of fundraising again. Mm-hmm. We're hoping to launch our fundraising draw, €10 a ticket, and we'll be calling on support again from the clubs in East Kerry to give us a support and back our fundraising draw. And we'll put our teams out in the proper manner.
Yes, it's great to see the teams when they've all kitted out together as one and joined together. And it's a brilliant idea. I agree, Dennis.
Yeah, and this is a step up from club games. And we can see, the better players maybe take a step up in the level and play in different positions and, achieve a little bit more.
Yes, that's the way. Thanks again for Dennis for his time on this brilliant night in Curragh. And good luck to all the teams involved in the next couple of weeks in finals in East Kerry and the two under 14 teams as they start their county championship campaign. Thanks again, Dennis. Good luck.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye.